What a joy, Lord God, that we have the privilege of being loved by you and loving you in return. Thank you, Lord, that we can love you because you first loved us. So, Lord, as our hearts are open, 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 Lord God, that the open heaven here today enables us, Lord, to cry out and say, I must have you, Lord. That there's a rest in our spirit, but an intentionality to say, I must have you, Lord. Nothing else matters in my life. No sickness, no disease, no trial is too big for you. We call out and we call to you, O God, the author and finisher of our faith. We call on you right now and we sing, thank you, Lord, I must have you in every area of my life, in every circumstance, in every place where there's darkness, in every place where there's a stretch, in every place, Lord, that I choose to depend on you. I must have you. I must have you. Let's sing it out, church. Let's sing it out. I must have you, Lord, in every area.
You shall. We ask, can we love you more? He says, you shall. Like a king says, you shall love me more. And he stretches out his hand and he beckons us in. He draws us in. Yes, you shall. Yes. Giving us permission. Yes, you can love me. Yes, you can love me. I've loved you. I love you. Yes, you shall love me. You shall love me. Come, draw near. Draw near. Draw into the King of Kings. Draw into the Holy One. You shall love me. You shall. The King of Kings. A royal invitation. Straight from the heart of a king. Oh, we bring our offering. Pour it down at your feet. Casting crowns of gold. Laying them at your toes. The Holy One. You burn like bronze. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
I'm struggling and dealing with anything that has just seemed so overcoming at times. Just invite you to continue to say, Lord, you are all I need. I can't take this. I can't handle this. I release this burden to you. And Lord, that this would be a day that you would continue to enter into our circumstances on every plane, on every level, in every way. That we would be able to rest in your arms knowing that nothing is too big for you. Nothing misses your eye. And that this is a time and a place where the Lord just says, I love you. I love you, my child. I love you, my child. I love you, my child. Let me carry you in this season. Give me that weight. Give me that burden. Give me that sickness, that pain, that heartache. I am the Lord of your finances. I am the Lord of your circumstances. I am the Lord of your family. And your loved ones, for this is your inheritance to call upon me and call into reality that which I have released from my heavenly throne. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just received that word today. And we thank you, Lord, that in our circumstances, you are King. You reign supreme. And we can remain in peace no matter what, because you are the nevertheless. We thank you, Lord, that you are our great one, our holy one. And as we've opened up the gates that the King of Glory may come in, let us never forget that it's all about you. And that every trial and every hindrance and every difficult time, Lord, has a center, a beginning and an end. And as our eyes are fixed on you, the author and finisher of our faith, that therein lies our peace, our safety, our security, our Psalm 91 covering from beginning to end. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, in this time, we want to join our hearts together and give Pastor Samuel Niajuri Gwakopom from Ghana, West Africa, the joy to be able to share with us today. We welcome you home, Pastor Samuel. Yay. Thank you. Pastor Samuel is our near and dear friend, trusted family friend, and ministry partner for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the expansion of the gospel worldwide. And he is the apostolic overseer of 20 branches, 20 churches in Ghana, actually in many different regions in Ghana, and also two in Togo. We have another one that was established recently in Togo. And so we're excited about that. Pastor Richard, many of you know, is overseeing the main branch there, with Pastor Samuel overseeing all of them, of course. But a new branch has just been opened up in Togo. So praise the Lord. Yeah. So we know that we are extending into Cote d'Ivoire and Burkina Faso, and we're moving that direction, and that has been our joy to establish a heartfelt desire to move in that realm, and we're trusting God for those doors to open. And Pastor Samuel, as you know, we've been over, I don't even know how many times, I thought I need Rachel to tell me how many times we've been to Ghana. So if you're here, Rach, count them. But we met Pastor Samuel in the air in 1998 after we were returning from India, from a month in India. And the Lord divinely connected us together, and he looked at me and he said, "You come to Africa next summer." We had never met before, and it was a long story of how Pastor Samuel actually was not intended to be on Air India at that time, but the Lord turned things around so he would meet us, we would meet him, and we've been lifelong friends, partners for the ministry, and also family friends for a very long time. And so we're so excited that he's here. And we did indeed go to Ghana that following summer in 1999 for our first team. And since that time, we have had the privilege of ministering together and loving each other and expanding the kingdom, planting many churches together. I don't even know how many. So we'd have to think about that, number two. And I'm just so excited that Pastor Samuel is here. It would be even greater if we had Mama Vera with us, but she was not able to be here now, but we will call her today and tell her that we say, "We love you, Mama Vera. You are not here, but we look forward to the time when you and the family will come." So we thank God for your lives, Pastor Samuel. And for those of you who don't know, from our last trip this summer, we have really taken strides and many, many things have happened. I don't know what you will be sharing this morning, but our land that we thought was 10 to 12 acres, as you know, depending on who was talking about that, turns out to be 21.7 something acres. Yes, and the kingdom is moving forward. And there have been many adventures in that realm since we left in July. But we're moving forward and we're going to be digging our well. We're trusting God for that in 2011 here. And we're trusting God for that and then for the continuation of the expansion of the kingdom of God on that land, for the training center, for the worship center, for the children's homes, for everything that the Lord has shown and given to us in our hearts. We know it shall come to pass because he loves us and because he has planted that vision. And we don't let go of that vision at all. And this land is very, very strategic. I don't know how many miles, but it's very close to the border in northern Ghana. And this will give us great access into the northern regions as well, which has been in our hearts for years. So never let go of a vision. When the Lord gives you a word, a picture, a vision, gives you a scripture, you hold on to it. You hold fast to it. The Lord told us many years ago, I believe it was our first or second trip in Ghana, Pastor Dan Ba of Ghana as well, Life Christian Center, who supports Pastor Samuel. He's another senior leader there. He gave us a word and he said, "You will go to the four corners of the earth." And it was from the Lord and we knew it amongst other words that he gave us. So this is happening. It's being fulfilled. And Pastor Samuel is part and parcel of that together with Life Christian Center. And we're so excited about that. And someday he will be with us, I believe, in India and other places in the world. Amen. So Pastor Samuel, we welcome you. Many of us have had the privilege of being in Ghana and serving. Can we just all be on our feet and give glory to the Lord and honor to this man of God who so loves Jesus and always gives the glory, honor, and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ, for the focus is on the Lord. So we welcome you, Pastor Samuel. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Kwaba.
And God bless you.
God bless you. Do you want peace?
Amen. I just want you to do something stronger than what you just did to the glory of God. Shall we do it once again? Hallelujah. Shall we just give a clap offering to the Almighty God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. God, we give you the praise. He alone deserves it. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for this morning or this afternoon. I don't know the time yet, but I know. Is it afternoon? Almost. Amen. And thank God for Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat. I thank God for their lives. And I will always say this, to thank God for my good brother, Troy. Who is not, I don't know whether, where he, oh, okay. Amen. Who, I think God, through him, connected us together. Thank God for everything that God is doing. And thank God for your lives. Those people, I know their names, and those I don't know their names. Thank God for the new guys who have joined the frontline ministry. Thank God for everybody. Just to thank God for the engineers. Thank God for those who are handling the music and the instruments and everything. Thank God for giving us baby boys in the church. Thank God. You have a girl? Oh, one girl. Amen. I was always thinking you guys have Pastor Dan's impartation. I think the rules has been broken. So thank God for everybody. And thank God for my wife. Thank God for my life. Amen. And my children. I just want to thank God once again for this year, the team that came to Ghana and to partner with us to go to the soul winning and, I mean, the mission field. I just want to thank God for all that you guys came to do. Your time, your energy, your ability to go out when it was raining very, I mean, heavily, and you didn't give up. You said, guys, we have to go. I said, I will not go. It's raining. I will not go. So I couldn't join them to go. But they went. And they won souls into the kingdom of God. Even in the rain. And I just want to thank God for all the good stuff, I mean, they came to do for us. Hallelujah. Supporting us with everything. Their ideas, monies, I mean, the canopies, or what do you call it, the tents, and the rest, the food given to about 90 or so souls that came to the school. And you know, they've started the school, and I think the unfortunate thing for the school is that it's once a year. And I think it's going to be a time that it will continue, and it's not going to be once a year. Okay. And so, thank God for it. And I also just want to thank God for you guys who supported them to come to Africa. May you not give up. There are some of the people here who would like to come, but I think for one or two reasons, you couldn't make it. But your monies supported them, and they represented you over there. And so if God is giving up the blessings, He is not going to leave you beside. He will surely bless you too. Amen. So keep it up. God bless you. Amen. And I think for my first time in the house of Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat, there is nobody there with the exception of. So I just have to learn from them because I'm getting closer to that area. My children are leaving me very soon, especially to school. And it's like my wife will be left at home, so she's going to be home alone. And and so I just have to ask Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat how they are managing to cope with it, so that because everybody is marrying and they have left them. The first time I came to know them, Mikey was there, Christy was there, and then I came to see Cynthia, and then the house was full of joy. Now there's nobody there anymore. Everybody is gone. And I thank God there is time for everything. Time to be with your parent and time to live with your parent. Time to live away from them. I want to speak on something that I believe it will encourage you so that we will continue to go to the evangelism field or the soul winning. Last 2 or 3 years I was here, and I don't know who can remember me of the subject I spoke on. I spoke on the subject. I don't know who can remind me of that subject. It was, I think, almost 3 years ago. I think when you guys come to Ghana, we remember anything that you come to tell us. We don't forget whatever you say to us. And I do expect the same thing here. Because we are learning from you guys, and so don't put me into shame. And I can give you a reference because you know I'm coming to have a fellowship with you. So some of you have remembered putting on the Ghanaian clothes or Ghanaian wear. So they just want to remember me of something. Now I would like you to remember me of what I did spoke on. Deanne, yes. Are you looking on something? Okay. So you are looking on your notes. Okay. So what did I speak on? Here, I mean, what I preach in this house. No, not that is not what I preach in this house. I remember calling some few guys around here, you know, and I divided them into two, and I spoke about the kingdom assignment. Did you remember it? Okay, so I spoke about the kingdom assignment. And now I'm going to speak about the kingdom assignment part two. Okay. Part two. So this time, in order not for you to forget about it, I will make a funny thing so that you remember it. Okay. So the kingdom assignment part two. Okay. Turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 15. Last year when I came here, I didn't have reading glasses. And this year, I'm using a reading glasses. That tells you time is running fast. And so if we have something to do, we have to do it now. The kingdom assignment part too. And that everybody have to know and just trust God and also believe that there is an assignment given to each of everyone here. We don't have any specific people who God has given them an assignment. No. Even in the house of God. The pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, the apostles, the church members, all has been given one assignment, and that is the greatest assignment given to us by God. Evangelism, or soul winning, is our supreme task. There is nothing we can do about it. You can't excuse yourself from it. Even when God calls you, it's going to be one of the accountability one have to be given to God. It's part of it. And so nobody should exempt him or herself from it. And you don't have to wait until mission period, like maybe in June or July, before you start doing it. Whenever God gives you the grace to live for the day, you must make something out of it. Okay? And so it is everybody's business. Once you come to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, you are part of it now. Except you don't want to, take Jesus as your savior and your Lord. And when you say Jesus is your Lord, then you have no say. When somebody is a Lord over your life, then he tells you, whatever he tells you to do, you have to do it. And in John chapter 2, like Jesus' mother said to the disciples, he says, whatever he said to you to do, just do it. Don't argue with it. Don't negotiate with the word. Don't murmur. Don't try to twist the word. Don't balance anything. One thing with where I am coming from Ghana, what I like from them is that we just take the simple word the way it is written and we act on it. But here in America or elsewhere I've visited before, maybe in Great Britain, because of knowledge, because of the increasing of knowledge, everyone would like to dive deep into the word and see how come 1 + 1 tends to be 3. You know, they will not just believe it is 3. Because Jesus says, let us believe and trust God that it is 3. But they will say, no, 1 + 1. Now we are having so many teachers, so many wisdom-minded people, doctors, not medical doctors, doctors like doctors in the world and so on and so forth. Everybody is bringing his doctrines. But just act on it simple. Simple as ABCD. Just act on it. That is how we have to take the word of God. We don't need to argue with it. We don't need to negotiate and tell God, I think when we do it this way, it will balance this thing. And who are you? Let us just take it so simple. And that is how many of us, when they come to Ghana, they heal the sick. Things happen. Miracles happen. The reason is that we just accept the word that they tell us. We just accept it the way it has been, it has been written. That is how we are. And thank God for the nations in Africa. Whereas maybe you try it. It will work for you. Try it. You one day try it. It will work for you. Just accept it the way it is written. Just act on it. When it says, get me water, put the water into the pot or the basin or whatever it is, and then just take the water to the guest of the feast. It will just turn to the wine. So simple. This is not a time you have to go and ask Jesus, how come water will be colored and be in the wine color, and then taste have to be. I mean, you don't need to. You don't need to, do those things. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. So, kingdom assignment. In Luke chapter 15, it tells you about the lost. All is about the parable of the lost. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and then the lost son, which is the prodigal son. So, from verses 1 to verse 7, we saw a certain man who had 100 sheep. And one of the sheep got missing. I don't know whether he took them to a certain field to feed them. And then when they are coming back from the field, one of them decided to stay back because he couldn't fill his belly. And so he stayed back, and then the owner didn't realize it. So when they got home, he started counting the sheep, and then he got to know that one of them has been missing. So he left the 99 and went looking for the missing sheep. Can you believe this? He left the greatest number aside and went looking for the one that have been missing. As if the 99, he's not all that interested with the 99. But he's also interested with the 99. But the one that has been missing was so precious to him. So he left the 99 and went looking for the missing one. And when he found it, he came, he just took the missing sheep on his shoulders. And then started jubilating. Came home with joy. Called his friends together and said, "I have found my sheep." Can you believe this? What is so much interested in that? But he said, "Come, let us make some feast. I found my sheep, the missing one." So he gathered the people, they celebrated it, and then here he goes. The other one too he lost his money, whether in the room or outside. But Bible says he swept the room. He was not having, he was having some money, but one of the money got fallen, and then, he started searching for it. He put on the light, he sweeped the room, started searching it diligently. And when he found it, he called his friends and said, "Oh, come, let us enjoy. For that one coin, that got missing." And then the last one was the prodigal son, whom I believe that you all know. This man said to the father, "Father, I think I'm of age. I want to move from this place and go and settle my own place. And so, please, the share you have for me, give it to me before I leave." And so he spoke to the father, and the father tried to prevent him of doing that. But because a young guy with so much good energy in him and fresh blood, he was able to convince the father with so many ideologies. And then the father got convinced and said, "I'll give it to you." You know, many a times the young guys coming up, they think they know everything. They think they know everything. And so when they get to the sleeping place, not sleep, but stripping, or something that is sleeping like okra or okra. You know? Yeah. How do you pronounce it? Slippery. That place becomes a very dangerous area for them. And that is where the parents need to give them much attention to straighten them up. This guy was able to convince the father, and the father gave him his share of the property, and he left the place. He went to a far place and started wasting the money with some guys and doing all sort of nasty things with the money. And then the money got finished. The father didn't look for him. He was having a brother. That is the senior brother. And I call him good brother. But I call him rather big brother. The big brother didn't look for him. But just cast your mind to the first scriptures that I've just quoted to you. The first examples. The guy lost the sheep. He went for it because he knew that with the sheep he can make money out of it. He can sell the sheep and the money will come out of it. It's a business. Nobody would like to leave his money in the bus or in someone's car. When you get home, you will not follow it up. You will try to follow it up because it's money. It's something worthy. But when the guy lost himself, I mean the prodigal son decided to go astray, the father didn't look for him, the good brother or the big brother didn't look for him. They were thinking about what is in there with them. Now, look at the missing coin. The man or the woman also search for it until he or she finds it. But when one has been lost, people will not go or people will not like to go for them or look for them. Are you getting the picture? When it is a human beings or a soul, we will not like to go for them or look for them. When he has gone, let him go. When he's no more with us, let him go. When we see them, in town, or we see a soul who doesn't know anything about God, we don't like to preach to him or her. But let us take, in case you don't have a job, and you see an advert that there is a job somewhere, you quickly run to that place because you are looking for something that can make you live all the time. But what about the missing soul? Hallelujah. I don't know how many people have heard about the story concerning my oldest daughter, Christodia. I don't know, I've shared it here before. But when I read this scripture, then I understood why Jesus gave that parable. And this is how it all came about. My oldest daughter, who, when the mother was giving birth to her, had some implications. So it was, in a nutshell, they call it delay at birth. So some water or some liquid or some fluid enters into her head, into her brain, and damage the brain. And so we got to a point that we realized that she cannot speak, she cannot hear. And when we moved to our new place, the place that I'm now staying, I was there for some time, and then I called these leaders of the church to come together so that we would do some evangelism or soul winning at the neighborhood. We appointed ourselves to, we make the agreement to come around 2 p.m. So I was sleeping that afternoon and I heard them talking downstairs. So I just have to come down and see what they are doing. And I came down and I saw all the members who are coming to join with me to go to evangelism together at the church place. And so what we did was we had to pray. Then immediately I woke up. It's like God told me I should ask for Christodia. And that is her name. So I asked for Christodia. And I asked them, where is Christodia? And my wife told me Christodia is standing outside. She's praying outside the yard. So I said, let's bring her in. And Christodia is so special to me because of, her disability. So I just want her to feel at home all the time, and feel my love. And so this is what happened. I didn't see Christodia outside. So I asked them, please, can you call Christodia for me before we leave for the soul winning? And they went outside. They didn't see Christodia. And I said, it seems to me something is happening. So let's look for Christodia before we go to the evangelism or the soul winning. We started looking for Christodia. 1 hour, we couldn't find Christodia at the neighborhood. 2 hours, we were comforting ourselves that wherever she is, she will be coming. I mean, she will come home. So, but let's go for her. Let's look for her. We started looking from house to house. That at that time, where we were living, the place started developing. I mean, gradually. So, no much houses over there. But we started looking. We started going to house, looking for Christodia. We knock the house. I mean, we knock at the gate, and then we enter into the house. We ask the people over there. Somebody, a young girl have you seen a young girl in your house? They said, no. We started going from the roads, and we went to the FM station, the radio stations, and to make a public announcement. They said, they charge us a huge amount. I mean, they quoted a huge amount to us to pay before they would do the announcement. We couldn't have that money to give to them. And so we didn't do that. And then we went to the police station to report it. They said to us, go and come the next day. If you didn't find her, then you come and report it. But now it is, you can't do that. That is the law. So, I mean, we were down. And come and see my wife crying, screaming on the floor, moving from here and there, and then weeping. And being a man, I was also weeping. And then we start searching for her. After we couldn't find her at the place where we were, this is what we decide to do. Then we have to divide ourselves into two and start going to the villages and look for her. And so it is getting late. Night is approaching. So we have to do it in time. There is no electricity over there. We started asking the people coming from the road. And they said they saw somebody, a young girl, walking alone, going astray. But they don't know what is happening to her. And so we don't know. And this is the question we were asking ourselves. In case somebody find her to give her a help, how can the person know where Christodia is coming from? And how can Christodia also respond since she can't speak? And the place we were living is a bushy area. And so that was our prayer in heart. I think I have to call Pastor Meripat and tell her that this is what we're going through. And it was a challenging. So, I mean, she prayed with me. And then, we also pray. And then we set ourselves in that villages. And so we went as far as 10 miles. We didn't see her. Far as 20 miles. We didn't see her. Far as 30 miles. We didn't see her. And we were walking in the swamp and in the thorns. And we didn't even know what was, what do you call it? You know, sometimes I have to speak it in the tree before translating it in the English. When something is pinching you, like thorns, biting, yes, scratching on our bodies, you know, yeah. Yes, we were walking in it and we didn't even feel it because we were not thinking about those things. We were thinking about we seeing Christodia. And that is all we are looking for. And it got to the time of 11 p.m. Night, we didn't see her. And the whole place was dark. And you can't even find your way. You can't even see the footpath. So we were walking in the waters, we were walking, and then calling her, Christodia, 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 Christodia. People were waking up from their beds, coming as if something is happening at the villages. After we have gone so many miles away from my house, we didn't see her.
And so we started calling, and then 12 a.m., Christodia is nowhere to be found. 1 a.m., still we haven't seen Christodia. We were walking in twos, far away from each other. We were having mobile phones. So we were corresponding. In case any of us find him, find her, then we can just call the other guys to come along, and then we will go back home. Then 1:30, one of my two guys were walking in one of the village, getting close to the village, approaching the village, and they were just saying what we were thinking. In their mind, they were just saying aloud that how can they find Christodia? And how can they said, how can Christodia be found? In case somebody sees her and wanted to give her a help, that person would not be able to do that. So just as they mentioned Christodia's name as somebody who has been missing, somebody was also coming out from his room. You know, coming to use the bathroom. The bathroom is not inside the house, you know. But the bathroom, they just wee-wee outside. That is urine. You know, in the bush, you know. In the bushes. That will make you remember the story next time I come. And so this guy heard them saying something in connection with somebody who has got missing. And he stopped and he said, wait a minute, what are you guys discussing about? And they said to him, we have lost our daughter, and we are looking for her. And so he said, a girl? They said, yes. Wait, I've seen a girl who, when around 9 p.m., I was going to take my shower. And this girl saw me. And immediately, you know, they take their showers outside, okay? So, he was about to take his shower, and he saw this girl coming in the dark. And so he was thinking it could be a ghost. So he just ran, and then the girl ran after him. You know? Christodia just ran after him, and then hugged him. And he was trying to push Christodia aside, but Christodia doesn't want to go from him. And so he asked the girl, who are you? What's your name? Where are you coming from? The girl was not answering. And around that time, when you guys have visited the village before, you will realize that even when it is 7 p.m., it tends to be like late in the night. You know? So around that time, everybody was sleeping because there is nothing for entertainment. There is no TV, there is no radio, there is nothing. So they sleep very early. Okay? And so she gathered some boldness. He gathered some boldness and said, let me keep her here. The next morning, I will take her to the city and maybe to the police station. Meanwhile, this man is also looking for a child, according to him. And so he went into the room and brought Christodia out. Immediately, Christodia saw these guys. She recognized them and then jumped on them and give them a hug. And they called me because I was also at a different place looking for her. They called me, and then we quickly came to the scene, and then we saw Christodia there. In fact, we started crying. We cry. And we thanked this man. The man called most of the villagers. I mean, he waked them up. And then we thank all of them. So we brought Christodia home. That day was Sunday morning. We got home on Sunday morning, from Saturday to Sunday morning. And when I was sleeping.
Thank you.
When I was sleeping, before the Sunday morning, I don't know what happened because I didn't even feel like sleeping. But somehow, I managed to sleep. We left the four, the three, and we went searching for Christo. And I had a vision. And God said to me, "Have you seen the time you spend looking for your daughter, searching for her when she got missing? Do the same thing for the lost or the missing soul. Spend time looking for them." I said, "Wow, God." So that morning, I didn't preach at church. I gave this as a message to the people. And I said, let's go out to look for souls. Children of God, we don't take much time looking for souls. We don't care for it. We don't care for it at all. I don't know how many people here who have missed their loved ones, have missing their loved ones, or their loved ones have been missing. Can I have a hand? And then you haven't found them. You haven't found them up to now. Does it bother you? Do you sometimes think about it? It is far better for that soul to die when you know the person is dead than the person is missing. When the person is missing, it touches your mind. You can't sleep. You can't do anything. You always wake up and think what is happening to him or her. You will never feel good to your soul. You will never feel good in life. Because always there is something coming up to you. But when the person is dead, you will not think anymore. So I would prefer maybe the person is dead than to be missing. You go this place, you will not find him or her. You go that place, you will not find him or her. Always looking for her or him. So that was the message given to me. And I said to God, "I will not sit down from today. I will not sit down." People who win souls, God honors them. And God even appreciates them. In the book of Exodus, God called this man, Moses, and sent him for the task. He went to Pharaoh's house and withdrew the children of God from the hands of Pharaoh. If you win a soul, Pharaoh spiritually stands for Satan. And so when you draw a soul from the word, it's like you have delivered the soul from the hands of Pharaoh or the hands of Satan. And that is what God is looking for. Moses fulfilled his assignment. Somebody like Abraham. Abraham also won souls. When God have called him to get out from his father's family or wherever they are, Bible says he went out with Lot, went out with the wife Sarah. And then the souls that he has gotten, the Bible mentioned it, it says the souls that he has gotten. So Abraham was a soul winner. The souls that he has gotten. In the life of Noah, he had to preach and preach and preach. Even the very day that the Lord was about to rain from heavens, he was doing the preaching. And the people say, we will never follow you. But what make Noah to be saved is the obedience. He has to speak to the people, and that is what God is looking for. And when Jesus was here on this earth, he came looking for the one that has been lost. And he found them. So he left, a legacy for us, and he left a work for us to continue. And that is what we have to do. The souls. Thank God for the United States. We have every opportunity, everything at hand. Everything. We have the mobile phones. We have everything. We can call our friends. We can invite our friends. With all that, it is another type of soul winning. Anybody who never wins a soul or give God the glory, God never liked that person. In the 70s, my eyes was opened a little bit. There was a certain group of people who plays music. They are called the Beatles. You know them? Okay. But they have stopped functioning. Or are they still functioning? They stopped. In the 70s. I don't know how many people who knows this story I'm about to tell you. They are from Britain. And they came all over to the United States. During those days, in their performances, it is like Michael Jackson on the stage. Crowd of people, a lot of them, multitudes. So they were given an invitation to come and perform in the United States. I don't know whether it's in New York or where. And when they came, a lot of people, multitudes of people came just to watch them performing. But something happened. When they were dressing up in the dressing room to come on the stage, one of them came, and when he saw the crowd, he went back to tell the remaining members in the at the backstage that, God, we have made it. We have done it, and we have made it. And these people came to the stage and started giving glory to themselves. And they said something that provoked the president at that time. I read the story. So that is why I'm telling you. And that was the end of their downfall. That was the end. They didn't give God the glory of what they were doing. And that was the end of their downfall. There was a time in Seoul, Korea. They were having World Game, Olympic Games. You know what Paul Yonki Cho did? He sent all his church members with tracts so that every country, every person that comes off from the plane at the airport will receive the tracts. There is nobody around that time who didn't receive a tract of God loves you. And so when they were doing the games, they were at the same time thinking about God. And many people got saved at that time. So it is about time. We don't have much time ahead of us. It is about time we have to move with the things of the Lord, sharing what we have been told to the people that have not heard about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this is my story. When it came to Ghana, in South Africa, recently, at the World Cup competition, they didn't do anything to glorify God. They went there and then they started singing. Nothing. So many people went to the game, but they didn't do anything to glorify God. Beloved, I believe each of everyone here has an assignment. And that assignment has to be fulfilled. This prodigal son story I was telling you, he was there, nobody even cared for him. Nobody went to look for him. But at God's own appointed time, he brought him back to the father. And when he got to the father, the big brother was angry about him. He didn't want to see him in the house. You remember the story? He was telling the father, no, this guy have taken everything from you and has gone to waste it. Why do you have to waste time with him? The big brother didn't look for him. The father didn't look for him. But we are going to look for them. Somebody didn't hear me. I said, we are going to look for them. If when you have a brother, when you have a sister, and that person has not given his or her life to Jesus Christ, start looking for him. Start looking for him. Pray over it and start looking for them. I can't rest. When I came to see, when I came in connect, I mean, in connected with the frontline ministry of Pastor Bill, Pastor Mary Pat, ask them how many branches we do have. We are having a very handful of people. I mean, branches. About three or so, or two. One. At that time, two, I think. And that is Adabraka and Abensu. But I don't want to waste that opportunity I've got from them. I don't want to. I have to make every good use of they coming into my life for something. Now we are having 22 branches. 22. You don't need to clap for anything. We have to do more. This year, next time when you come, we want to go to Ivory Coast. We want to go to Ivory Coast. I'm saying it in front of you guys. Next time they come, we want to go to Ivory Coast. We want to start something at Ivory Coast. It's not to my glory. It's not to their glory. It's to the glory of God. We'll be going to Ivory Coast. So start praying for it. We are going to Ivory Coast. We are going to where? Côte d'Ivoire. Hallelujah. Well, we started the Togo. We will be going to Ivory Coast. Then we go up Burkina Faso. As for the down, we can't see anybody because that is the sea. Hallelujah. And so please, to cut long story short, let us start looking for them. Let us start looking for them. God is so interested when he sees people like you searching for the missing ones. You don't give them any rest until we have found them. This is my story. And this is my song. God bless you all. Amen. Hallelujah. When Christodia was found, I became the most happiest person.
And I couldn't control my feelings at that time. I was so happy. And I thank God for that day. I think there is nothing that can compare with that kind of joy I got. Now I understand why when a soul is won into the kingdom, the angels of God in heaven have to rejoice. They rejoice and they sing and they give God the glory. I've now understand it. I know that God has given something, or God has put something on your heart. And that from today, God has spoken to you. Start searching for the missing ones. Don't wait till somebody you love got missing. Anybody who doesn't have Christ or have taken Jesus Christ as his or her personal savior, that person is lost. And we need to search for them. Go to them. They brought, you guys brought a small booklet called The Bridge of Life. You remember? We still have those things. Anytime I go to the north, I go with it. Anytime we want to go for soul winning, we go with it. And it is working because it is so simple to understand and to explain. Beloved, once you have been called into the kingdom, you have nothing to do in your life than to win a soul. Than to win a soul. Not necessarily the soul has to be a member in the church. If he prefer or she prefer to go to a different church, let him or her go. But what you have to do is to tell the gospel. Hallelujah. I want to pray for some of us here. If you know and God has spoken to you, maybe some time ago God did spoke to you, and you didn't value it, you took it anyhow, you didn't work for it, you didn't do anything about it. Now God has given you another chance. He has spoken to you. I would like to pray with you, because I've gone into it before when God did speak and I didn't want to take it into, I didn't take it so seriously. Sometimes it is very difficult, especially sometimes the devil would like to bring you some sort of tiredness or shame. You can feel shy, you know, when you have the Bible in your hand and you want to share the gospel to somebody. The devil will put you into shyness, and you will find it difficult to move out with the gospel. But when you have been, when you have prayed seriously, that spirit will be broken down. Hallelujah. And so I want to pray with some people here. I don't know how many people have the burden to move out and then start sharing the gospel, so that we don't have to wait until next year summer before we go out for a mission field. We can do it everywhere, anywhere, anytime. So whilst all else is bow, if you feel God is calling you, this time you would like to go out with the gospel. Maybe you give yourself some time and then you would like to go to the street corner or the mall and then start sharing the tracts, giving the tract out. It will be a blessing to you. And there you also glorify God with those who are glorifying God. So I'm giving you the opportunity to pray with you
Shall we bow our heads? If you feel like coming up to me so that we will pray with you, I pray with you for a revival in your life to rekindle the fire in your life. I will be very happy to do it with you at this very time. I'm waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. Come forward. Thank you, Jesus. We want to start looking for the missing ones. When you read the Bible in the book of Luke, it says, the Son of God came searching and looking for the missing ones. He came to search for them that have lost. Custodia got lost. And when we sought for her diligently, we found her. So anybody, be a family member who have lost in the Lord, when we search for them, we shall find them. Shall we close our eyes? Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Holy Ghost. Touch him now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost. Touch him now in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost. Touch him now in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Bring revival. Revival. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Holy Ghost. Touch her and bring revival now in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch, Lord. Holy Ghost, touch her, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Touch her, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Touch her, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. If I touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch. Touch.
Give me a passion touch. For souls.
Touch.
Let me cry
touch.
Out.
Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Thousands Jesus' name. Jesus'
day.
Name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord.
Jesus.
Father, touch her, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Touch. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. In Jesus' name. Whilst I was praying, this is what the Spirit of God was telling me. Those who came to stand here, the Lord told me, He gave somebody a message to tell somebody who has been missing. The person didn't go. The person who you were sent to speak the message to, the person is now dead. You didn't go, and now the person is dead. I don't know when the person died. But the Lord is going to give you another chance to reach somebody who is missing. And so, I don't know who that person is. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Tondalama sikiande kapo sikianda bosakataya. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, God. If I didn't search for Christodia, I would not know what will happen to Christodia by now. It could be that Christodia would have died. But because I didn't waste time for it or about it, it bothers me so much, so much, that I have to go and look for Christodia. And now the Lord is telling me, you see how much it bothers you. So it bothers me when my people have been missing. Go and search for them and bring them in. Beloved, just as you have come and you have received the Spirit of God, the revival of God, don't sit down. Move out and speak the word. Go and begin sharing the word, what you have been given to others, so that they will also be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is what I'm hearing the Lord telling me. This is what I'm hearing the Lord telling me now. The Lord was telling me, the Lord is just telling me, there is somebody here who keeps on dreaming about the souls. He sees, the person sees herself as, I mean, he's doing the Lord's work, winning souls. Spiritually, that is what he sees, the person sees himself. But physically, he's not doing it at all. I don't know who that person is. If you are the one, just come forward and then I'll pray with you. I don't know who that person is. I think my message is clear. Did you understand what I just said? Okay. So thank God my message is clear. What I mean again is, the Lord just revealed to me that there is somebody who he's been showing him or her about winning souls for him the Lord. But the person is not doing it. Now the person, I mean, he's having the Lord is giving the person another chance. If you are the one, please come forward and we'll pray with you. If you are the one. Are you? Hallelujah. Just bow down your head. Close your eyes. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, thank you, God.
Your weakness, your glory surrounds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your glory.
Hallelujah.
Surrounds.
Maybe you are here, you are here, you are here, you are here. And I don't know what you are going through, but I feel like praying for anyone with a burden in his or her heart. You don't have to tell me what your burdens are, but I just want to trust God with you. Any challenges that you are going through in the Christendom, when you are a Christian, we don't have a problem. We say we have a challenges. Now, problems are meant for the unbelievers, and challenges are meant for Christians. So, I don't know what challenges you are going through. Two is better than one. That's what the Bible says. Two is better than one.